This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour on a happy hour Friday. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Shout out to Frank Rudd. He's out there celebrating early on a happy hour Friday. Come on, Twitter. Come on, Twitter. He had some bourbon. I guess I can't tell you exactly what it was. Because Twitter's being slow.
Milam and Green.
Okay, Milam. Green? Looks good. Looks like good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Good for you, Frank.
I forgot what we talked about. The Yankees. I saw this statement from the Yankees. Yankees got, like, you can grow a beard.
Yeah.
And we were having this conversation.
You can have some facial hair now.
When they say it, but a neatly trimmed beard.
Right.
What the hell is that?
You got to keep the neck shaved up.
Okay. Can you have a beard? You have it connected?
Yeah. Oh, okay. What do you mean connected?
I mean, like yours, all the way, like
oh,
the goatee.
Oh, yeah, not just a goatee.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Because I think they allowed some, like, mustaches and stuff in the past.
Like Don Mattingly.
Like Don Mattingly had a mustache the whole time.
Yeah,
and others.
Now,
just like, you can't have, like, like Charlie Blackman or whatever for the Rockies. Or
okay.
One of those scraggly-looking ones. What's the guy's name for the Phillies that has that nasty one?
The dude who always kills us.
And his hair's all nasty? Yeah.
Oh,
Brandon Marsh. Yeah. He does. He does.
Yeah, the dude always kills.
That wouldn't fly. But yeah, just like a nice, I think mine would be okay.
Okay.
I'd probably have to trim my neck
a little bit.
I didn't shave my neck today.
I remember in Georgia when it was we couldn't have facial hair. On game day, like when you travel with the team, you couldn't have it. And my man and dude, I love him to death, Coach Greer. Coach Greer was like the goatee inspector. Like, and my cats would be trying to cut it as low as they possibly could and everything. They did not want us to have, that was a rule. You couldn't have facial hair, you couldn't have earrings.
Huh.
And so dudes would be, you couldn't wear a durag. Now, this is before, this was like maybe like 4 years after I left, Coach Rick kind of lighten up a couple of rules. But yeah, I remember dudes I couldn't grow mine that much. It wasn't really a big deal for me. But like the bros who could grow it, I'm talking about, and it'd be like damn there, like a shadow. And Coach Greer had them damn clippers before you get on the bus.
That's just one of those things that has changed so much over the last generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was it wasn't that long ago where that facial hair in general, unless it was really neatly trimmed goatee, mustache, whatever, was pretty, you didn't see it really, professionally, especially talking about professional athletes or whatever, whatever your job would be, that would be part of the deal. Now everybody, standards are lower.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I would have showed up somewhere looking like I look right now, and I think I look fine.
You're fine.
I got some Levi's on, zip-up hoodie, whatever. Beard's relatively trimmed. If I showed up somewhere looking like this in, 1965, they would have thought I needed help.
Hell yeah, because back then they wore hats.
Yeah, hats.
Yeah,
and, you shaved every day.
Yeah, no.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
That means that you haven't shaved since the morning.
Yes.
I haven't shaved in 3 weeks.
Right.
Except for, little trims.
Yeah.
But, the standard for that has changed a lot. The way people view tattoos has changed quite a bit.
Yes.
Remember, like, when we were kids and, like, someone would have a tattoo?
Ooh.
And they'd be like, he's got tattoos. Yeah. Stay away from him. But, now people have neck tattoos.
Have
and
neck
they're, like,
tattoos,
in leadership
face
positions.
Face tattoos and stuff, man. Just, I'm like, whatever with it. I had that rule about, like, my mother had it. Like, you do whatever the hell you want to when you get out of my house. Like, my mother said, no tattoos, none of that stuff. And I'm talking about, and I went in Athens a week. And I went over to midnight. I said, was it midnight? Or, no, Iguana. I think it's Iguana Tattoo. Downtown.
And first chance.
First chance.
Wow.
First chance. That little money she left me before she went back to Virginia, that was all spent on a damn tattoo.
that's just good, solid financial.
Randy.
Right there.
Randy.
Your name.
Randy.
How much did it run you?
$45.
$45. $9 a letter.
Hell, man. Wait, got Randy tattooed.
Just in case you forgot. That's hilarious.
Wait, got Randy tattooed on my damn arm.
I guess it's better than if you got, like, some girl's name tattooed on your arm or something like that.
Dude, I still look at it sometimes. I'm like, you damn idiot.
But
you
that's got, a great reminder.
Got Randy tattooed on my damn arm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
And, but yeah, that was the thing. You could, that was because, like I said, you could have your ears pierced, but you couldn't have earrings at the facility or on the field.
Okay.
So everybody got the ears pierced, and so we're in the waiting room. Everybody had to put tape on them.
Oh,
so
you could have tape? Huh? That's even worse.
So all the brothers, we all had the little white, the medical tape. We'd rip a little piece.
Yeah, I know.
And you have to put it over your earrings. So that's all the whole weight room. Everybody had things on.
But that's just so funny because that's actually worse than just earrings.
But
it's way more obvious than just actual earrings.
But that was his rule, though. He said, because he tried to, like, no earrings. But, like, coach, no, take them out. Like,
no,
coach,
I just got them.
We just got them.
The clothes
going to close up. Then they came with, well, just put some tape and Band-Aid over it and go about your business. But that's how we had it.
Huh.
That's how it was, man.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah, dog.
Even the Yankees are allowing beards now.
Crazy.
Wouldn't you have Johnny Damon's like, now?
Now?
Dang.
He looked so damn weird.
He looked so damn weird
when he went to the Yankees.
After he was a part of the dirtbag Red Sox with the beard and the long hair and all that, and he goes to the Yankees like the absolute hated rival, and he cut it off. Yeah, he looked really, really weird. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Hey, Zach Martin has announced that he's going to retire. Cowboys offensive lineman, incredible player.
Dude.
Felt like he was in the league a lot. What's that, 11 years? Felt like he'd been in the league for 25 years.
He'd been a day one starter.
Yeah.
This man was 9-time Pro Bowl, 7 times All Pro, and gave up had seven penalties.
In his whole career.
In his whole damn career.
That's insane.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he's going to Hall of Fame.
Oh, no, he's a first ballot. He's one of the best guards of his generation, man. And I'm talking about, I remember they wanted freaking Johnny Manziel.
Remember, they had to talk him out of it
and go get this guy right here. And, I mean, for Dallas to get back where they need to be, they got to him. They haven't been good the center Fredericks had. Remember, he had to retire.
Well, because they had
Smith
such a good run of offensive linemen.
Yeah, all first
Tyron Smith and Zach Martin and the center. Like, and they were. They were all first rounders. And it hit a lot of issues that they had because they were just so good up front. But, yeah, all those guys are gone now. So among the many issues that they have, all those guys are gone now.
Yeah, man. And it's like, when you look at where the Cowboys are, they got a lot of holes. But the biggest thing they got to do, they got to get, like, Dak has an $89 million cap number. And so you got to figure out how, obviously, that's going to come down. And CD, you can restructure all their deals, but you got to get Micah signed because sitting around waiting to sign your players trying to prove a point ain't going to make you have to pay more than.
No, they need to change that stupid philosophy of trying to win the headline battle and actually just be smart and pay him.
Right.
Because if they don't, like, then it's over. Like, the whole whatever, they've built good rosters, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's number one. I know he was hurt a little bit last year and like, overall production wasn't the same. But when that man's on the field, he's as good as anybody at his job in the entire league, if not better. Like, there's, like, two or three guys that are in that category.
Yes.
They don't grow on trees, man.
No.
But when you have that guy, that's who you build your franchise around.
Yep.
And I don't know. It seems like they're not a serious team building franchise at this point.
No.
They just, I don't know.
I mean, the head coach, if the head coach and Kyrie don't tell you.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need to
know. That's all you need to know. Here's Shedeur Sanders talking about how he wants to spend draft night.
Yeah, we plan on doing it, like an event thing. And where it'll be fun, it'll be more family, friends be able to come. Because the only thing with going to the draft is just like, I want to spend those moments with my people. And you got to think, having everybody come out there, bro, it's going to be so expensive. Cost-wise, you saving a lot of money, you get to be around your people and all that. Like, it's not just me you know, that was able to get to this point. It's like a team. It was a team thing. It was a team of people that was helped me allow to get to where I am now. So I want to be able to make sure I am able to enjoy that with everybody and nobody be in uncomfortable situations just for traveling and just to show support.
And damn that. I can wait till I get back. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong for that, but when you talk about it, like, you got your mama, daddy, grandmama, brother, sister. You don't need uncle them. Uncle them could have the house set up ready for us to get back.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
But
it does seem like it's probably a tough one, though, where it's like,
who can come, who can't?
Who can come, who can't? But then also it's like, you know, obviously it'd be great to walk across the stage, shake Roger Goodell's hand, all that kind of stuff. But it would also be really cool to be there with everybody
when
it happens,
too. Dude, there was nothing like when I was drafted. Because everybody came back to the house, everybody was still pissed off and everything from the night before. Right. But, like, everybody got back to the house just in time for my name to be called. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable feeling. And I'm sure Deion and Prime them, because Prime said this a while back, they weren't going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Prime said they're going to do something here and everything. I don't know if Travis is going to be there.
Well, plus also, you know, like, but, Shiloh.
Yeah, and Shiloh, because
Yeah,
it's a conspiracy because he can get drafted to combine.
They all got to be together for when he gets drafted too.
Shiloh ain't getting drafted.
What?
Yeah, Shiloh ain't getting drafted.
Shiloh Sanders?
No, Shiloh ain't getting drafted.
What?
No.
I know. I know. But they got to pretend, right?
Yeah. Oh,
they
no
have
doubt.
To pretend.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Because do you make a cake?
After Thursday night. All right, everybody come back Saturday around 4:00. We'll wait for Shiloh.
Okay, so then it's two different parties,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because obviously Shadur is getting a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
And obviously Shiloh isn't.
No.
But do you do, like, the congrats to Shadur and Shiloh cake?
Ooh, man.
Or do they?
You got to have separate.
Got to have separate.
You got one's a sheet and one's a circle.
Because you might not be congratulating Shiloh on anything.
Exactly. Well, they could be congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, but this is a draft party.
Yeah, I'm just trying to dump football.
I just said that's a tough spot for the parents to be in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, you know. Probably deck it out, get a sign made or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, Shadur, on being drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats, Shiloh.
Yeah.
On a career well played.
I mean, he had a nice career. Played.
He did. I'm being a jerk.
Some people just ain't.
Yeah, know? Some people can't play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Most people.
Yeah, most people can't play.
Yeah, most people
it's
can't
hard.
Play in the NFL.
It's hard.
I imagine it would be.
Yes, it's hard.
Imagine it would be. Hey, the Saints hired Doug Nussmeier as their offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think Kellen's going to call plays. Oh, no. Kellen's going to call plays and everything. And
they work together.
They work together in Philly. Yeah. And so he's been around. He knows this league and everything. And has he hired his DC yet? I don't think so.
I haven't seen it.
But I think the whole thing is coming. They got a lot of problems. They're one of them teams that love this this new salary cap also because they're so far in the hole. They're so far in the hole but
that's a bailout.
That's
for them.
A bailout for them. Yeah, but they got a lot of work. They're gonna be so bad this year.
Yeah, they're gonna be bad.
They're gonna be really bad.
His son might be a first round draft pick in 2 years.
You think so? Is he gonna start?
He's gonna start. Yeah, I don't know.
He's still at Washington, right?
No, he's at LSU.
What am I thinking about? Who am I thinking?
Doug Nussmeier was at Washington 15 years ago.
I know. I'm thinking about the quarterback son who was there and left.
Heward.
Yeah, Heward. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Sam Heward is now the third string quarterback at Utah.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what I was thinking about because I know you did a show with his dad, right?
Yeah. No, with his uncle.
His uncle, okay.
His uncle. But yeah, Doug Nussmeier's son is Garrett Nussmeier.
Yes, and he's a good player.
He's a really good player. Depends on who you listen to. I mean, he's one of the top guys in next year's draft going back to LSU this year.
He's supposed to come back. They thought he was coming out this year, right?
They thought he might. Yeah. So I don't know. You nudge him?
Yep.
That's the other package deal. Everybody talks about Deion and Shiloh. What about Doug and Garrett?
Because I know New Orleans trying to
need a quarterback.
They're tanking for the Sun, though. They're tanking for Arch. They're tanking for Arch.
Yeah.
New Orleans Sun.
That's right. All right. We'll come back. You want to do that face of the league thing?
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I don't know. It's pretty actually very simple. We'll make it an interesting conversation, but it's very simple. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Noon hour on a happy hour Friday. Thanks for being with us. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from a little sports jeopardy here on a happy hour Friday as well. Maybe get a little, I don't know if we'll do like a back page with Bo, but we might get a little conversation with Bo before we do sports jeopardy as well, because there was some interesting baseball news that came out yesterday. Wanted to get Bo's thoughts on it. We'll get back into the big story of the day as well, an hour and 20 minutes or so away from the AMA. So a lot still coming up about halfway through here on a happy hour Friday. We'll get into this NBA conversation in a minute as well.
But we can go ahead because it's a clip that I saw this morning and yesterday, because it was so, everything was so like around the same time. And obviously the Hawks played at 7:30, the hockey match. I thought it started at 8.
It was more like 8:20.
Yeah, because they had to get in the miracle. Oh, God. Whatever.
Got to do everybody's anthem.
Whatever.
We got to do all the tributes. Anyway,
and so I was watching the TNT, you know, because we knew that yesterday that they were going to probably talk about the Wimby thing, because obviously that news came out about the blood clots yesterday. He's out for the season. And there was this conversation, and me and you kind of had this earlier this week about, you know, who's going to be, because we talk about the faces of the league, LeBron, Steph, and KD. And they were like, who's going to be the next one? You hear Anthony Edwards say he don't want to be it. And then you have other people saying, well, this should be it. And like, we kept saying, like, well, it's usually something that you take.
Yeah, it'll just happen.
It just happens.
Like it always has.
You can't just sit up there and say, well, we got to make – because a lot of people look at Ant-Man as they – well, we got to make Ant-Man face the league.
Then if he does, then he will.
Yeah. Even though he's come out and said, I don't want to be.
Right. And that's fine. But again, like, if you are, then you are.
Yeah.
Right. Now, there's part of it that goes more into it than that.
Right.
But, like, if he wins a couple championships and he's, you know, he's Ant-Man with the personality he has,
and I know
he'll be the face of the league.
Everybody listens to Charles Barkley, because Charles, he's absolutely correct. And he's always taking shots at the counterpart, ESPN.
All right.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I saw some guys on another network the other day talking about face of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so annoyed just sitting around watching. And, you know, Jerry started with Kevin Durant was talking about Wimby being the face of the league. First of all, you don't give anybody the face of the league. Am I right, Shaq? Shaq took being face of the league. When Magic Johnson and Larry Bird came in, they're like, we're the new sheriffs in town. Shaq took it. Kobe took it. LeBron took it. Steph took it. But I get so annoyed when I hear these guys like, you don't give somebody something. That's one of the problems we got. These idiots won't play an All-Star game. We've given them so much. They don't have no respect for the history.
That's good. That's how he did it. He called them idiots, okay. Man. But, yeah, I mean, because people look at Wimby. Obviously, he's a phenom and everything, living up to being the number one overall pick. Unfortunately, you know, he had to go down. He won't be playing the rest of this year. But, I mean, that's always a thing. And I remember when me and Chuck were doing our show, and we had this conversation a long time ago, and it's about the NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Who, when Brady and Peyton and Drew Brees and all those guys are still playing, and it's like, who's going to be the next once these guys leave?
Right.
Because, and I'll be doggone it, here goes Patrick, and here comes Lamar, and all those guys.
Just so happens it worked out.
Yeah, it worked. Who's going to be these guys? Because LeBron and Steph and Clay, and you saw that in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's going to be able to take over when these guys go? There's a lot of the game is going to be in good hands, you know, as far as the talent of the player. But who's going to be that out front, like alpha male league?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you have to – you're right. It's going to happen organically.
Yes.
As it always has. The league participates in it, too.
Yes.
Like, the league leans into guys like, oh, Jordan. Okay, Jordan now? Okay, now it's Jordan.
Right.
And companies do and all that kind of stuff. I think that is one of the interesting things about the evolving nature of sports media in general right now, the way that it's consumed, the fact that everyone's still trying to boil everything down to ratings when that's clearly not what it is.
Correct.
The NBA just sold its media rights for the next 11 years for $76 billion.
Correct.
So everything everyone's been saying for the last week is all fine and good,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the NBA's got $76 billion yes. guaranteed the, coming in.
Say that one more time.
It's coming in.
Guaranteed.
And here's the thing. All these guys that are playing right now are they might play for 11 more years. Some of them might.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them won't.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, all these contracts are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Every year the salary mm-hmm. cap's going to go up for the next 11
yes.
years
yes.
because they've got $76 billion coming in guaranteed just from media rights,
yes.
not to mention all the other ways that they generate revenue. So, like, the face of the league in the era that we're talking about I think might evolve a little bit because the way that the NBA projects itself I think is going to evolve a little bit. Like, the face of the league when we were both kind of becoming big basketball fans
was
unquestionably Michael Jordan.
Yes.
He wanted to be it.
Mm-hmm.
Nike wanted him to be
mm-hmm.
it. The league wanted him to be it. He was the best guy. He won all the championships. Like, it was very mm-hmm. easy. There was a brief time after that where
yes.
they were like, who's going to take
yep,
it? And the league did not want it to be Allen Iverson.
They did not want it to be AI.
They did
even
not
though,
want it to be Allen
even
Iverson.
Even though Allen Iverson was the most popular player.
Yeah, and he definitely was the face of the league, depending on who you asked, for a while. But then Shaq, maybe,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe, kind of. But then they didn't want Kobe
no,
to be the
once,
face of the league.
Once everything happened in
yeah.
Colorado, it was like, okay, we got to stand back. And then you got this kid coming in, chosen one on his back,
mm-hmm.
and he took the mantle. And he did.
Yep.
And LeBron's been the face. But then there's been big dudes, big games, like a damn Kevin Durant.
LeBron's been Steph. The face of the league since 2007.
About that, right?
Yeah.
And so then you got this.
And there's
kid,
been other guys, like, on the billboard
yes.
with him.
Yes.
But LeBron, and
he's been
still
center. He's been
LeBron
in the
James
center.
The face of the NBA
yes.
right now.
Yes.
To this day.
Yes.
He's 40 years old, and he is the face of the league. However you want to slice it, whatever.
40 points last night.
Man, strapped 40 points
on the back to back.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe that's a problem for the NBA, too, is like,
when will he
we want to turn the page,
yes.
but we can't
because
he's still great and people love him.
And that's the thing about it is, like, this dude is always still one of the top vote getters in All-Star. He's still playing it right now. He's probably going to be an all-NBA player,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah, you know? Oh, absolutely.
And so when you have that right there, it's like one of those things where, and we had, remember the call, when the call was yesterday or the day before, like having him move out of the way and make room for another guy. Well, maybe the other guy needs to come knock him off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Knock him off the hierarchy or whatever you want to call it as the face of basketball.
I think the hardest part now, like, if you're still trying to think about it like that, like, I think guys are just going to have different influences because the landscape is so different. It's going to be who's got followers on Instagram. It's going to be who's engaged as far as social media goes. YouTube is such a huge part of the NBA footprint now with how they do a lot of their highlights and clip it down and
right.
guys' involvement in that. Like, it's just it's not as easy as it was when it was just, all right, we tune in on was it Sunday or Saturday? I don't remember, on Sunday to watch the big NBC game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, dun, 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 dun,
mm-hmm.
you showed Michael Jordan first
because mm-hmm.
that was when you saw him.
Right.
Right. Now you can watch any game you want any night. Like, if I'm a diehard Timberwolves fan and I live in Atlanta, I can watch all 82 games
yep.
and I can follow him on social media. So the face of the league to me is Anthony Edwards because that's my league
right.
right there. My league is catered to me on my phone, right? Now, I'm engaging with it, and they're making money off of it. They got $76 billion.
76.
Less than a year ago. But I just think, like, I think there's a lot going to be different ones. Like, the face of the Spurs is going to be Wemby.
Yeah.
And the face of international basketball probably is going to be Wemby because that's another thing the NBA is doing. They're expanding their footprint in a way that no other league has been able to do before. The NBA is more popular globally now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
They're not going to slow that down.
No,
they might care more about that in the next contract negotiation.
But that's the thing about it.
Than they care about the United States.
There's going to be more games over there.
Yeah, and I don't blame them for that because they're following the money. The money is elsewhere. And there's money here too, obviously. Yeah. But the next phase to increase profits is over there. It's syncing up with Eurobasket and having a tournament. It's having games in the United Arab Emirates and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Eventually, it will be getting the FIP involved in their investment. That's the Saudi Public Investment PIF, Public Investment Fund. That's where that money comes from for them. So I think the face of the league conversation in general is just a different deal than it used to be. The other hard part of it, and you just mentioned a couple guys, like the natural people maybe don't want to be. Mm-hmm. In back in the day, they were competing.
They were competing.
Hey, I would have loved to have been it. They wouldn't let her.
I want to be the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Anthony Edwards is like, I don't know. I'm kind of shy.
Yeah.
What?
But that's what they're talking about. And that's another thing. And you heard, I heard this.
Jokic doesn't want to be it.
It was like, they were like, can a foreign-born player be the face of the NBA? And I was like, that's a good question.
Then
you're like, okay, well, can a foreign-born player be the face of any American sport, American-based sport? Then I asked you yesterday, I said, well, who's the face of baseball?
It's Shohei.
Yeah, so how is that possible when as American as baseball is? Yeah.
But yesterday, ESPN's like, we don't want to cover baseball anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know?
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like,
yeah, I saw that.
It's a tough calculation. I mean, I think baseball and basketball are in a similar boat.
What the hell are they going to do with Joe Buck?
What do you mean?
Didn't they pay Joe Buck all his money?
He's
doing football too.
Joe Buck did the thing that everyone's doing. How do I do what the NFL is doing? How do I get their money?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to move to Paris or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't want to be calling games internationally. I want to call one NFL game a week.
And make $16 million.
You know, Joe did Joe's smart.
Hell yeah, he is.
Joe jumped on that NFL life raft real quick.
Baseball. Meh.
Baseball's cool. I think he's calling a baseball game coming up.
He is.
But this is the first time he's called a nationally televised baseball game in like 5 years.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the non-football leagues are going is
global. Yeah, football's trying to go global. Football's going global.
They're going global too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Seven games next year.
Seven.
And it's going to be eight after that.
Sure. Why stop it? Eight. All right, we'll come back. Well, we will play some Sports Jeopardy. Did want to get Backpage with Bo in on that baseball conversation as well. So we'll get into that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There you go. A little happy hour theme. Have a drink on me. I was trying to, because Bo always has there's always a reason. Always a rhyme or a reason for the song.
Right.
That's why I don't use this one too often.
Yeah.
What's this right here?
Have a drink on me by
AC/DC.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Diana. She's out there having a drink with us.
Yeah, yes. She is having – she says she's usually working, but so she's had –
She's off
back,
today.
Her and her guy Cam. They're just being degenerates on a Friday.
This is what I call making the most of the day off.
I love it.
Because it's kind of like a his and hers, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm making assumptions here.
No, it's her guy.
I know, but I'm just making assumptions on whose drink is for who. I don't know. But she's got the big half gallon of vodka, and it looks like a Bloody Mary. Cam's got the bullet bourbon.
Cam, you better be drinking the damn bullet bourbon,
and he's got they're both in pint glasses.
Yeah, you better be drinking
that. So they're doing pint glasses with liquor.
Yeah.
This is good. This is really good. And then, we might have a little something else on the side, too, just in case we need to, chill out a little bit later also. With votive in the back. See the votive candle in the back?
Dude,
and now we know what those are.
You remember I texted the text group the other day. I asked Don, I was like, what's the name of that damn candle? And that's why I text y'all. And I was like, we got those? She's like, yeah, they're right over there. I was like, well, I'll be damned. I guess got baby text. You want to do a fire pit tonight? Hell no.
Cold.
Too damn cold.
Too cold for fire pits.
30s cold.
Hot? Yeah. No, ain't nobody trying to say that.
Only people having fire pits tonight are homeless.
Ain't nobody trying to say that about no
like
fire.
Like you have fire for heat. Mm-mm. Like that is your only option.
No, baby.
That's drum barrel fires.
Yeah, no one trying to sit out there night with you.
Too cold.
No. I have at it.
Yeah.
I have at it. Get your mittens.
Yeah.
Because daddy going to be in there chilling.
We're going to a concert tonight.
What are you going to see?
Unexpectedly. My wife won, this happens at our company sometimes too, but where she works, they'll email out like, hey, we have extra tickets to whoever's performing, whatever. And she was like, hey, I'd like those if they're still available. So we got four VIP tickets to go see Billy Strings tonight at State Farm, who is a musician that we like.
Okay, cool.
You guys want to go?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, we'll find somebody else.
Who's Billy String?
He's a guitar, kind of fiddle, kind of banjo, kind of bluegrass. All the strings.
Yeah, I think I'm a pass.
Well, I know, but
But y'all got
you always pass on everything.
I do not pass on everything.
But
Okay, fine. Hold on.
I don't like being accused of not inviting.
Hold on, you said VIP.
Yeah,
like sweet,
mm-hmm.
like free liquor.
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay,
I'm hoping.
No, because I would tell you this. If I tell my wife right now about this situation, she's going to say, yeah, let's go.
But but I know you don't want
to. Yeah, she's going to say, if I say, baby, you want to go to, what's his name again?
Billy Strings.
She ain't going to ask, she ain't going to ask who that is. She's going to say, yeah, let's go. She ain't going to say, she's not going to say, who is that or nothing. She's
I don't gonna, think his name's really that. I think that's just sort of like a clever nickname because he plays so good on the strings.
I don't, if I say, call her, take my wife right now, say, you want to go, she's going to say, yeah.
Or maybe his name really is Billy Strings. No, no, no. Yeah. His last name's Apostle.
Yeah, she's
they just call him Billy Strings because he can shred.
If you aren't a sweet, though, we'll likely include beer and wine. Then you like beer.
Who doesn't?
I don't know that State Farm Arena carries Busch, but there are similar products.
There's alternatives. I just wanted to,
I appreciate it.
Because here's what would have happened. You would have said, oh, you got four, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't even invite us. And then I would have said, do you want to go? Then you would have said no. So I invited you first.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say no. It's fine.
I
know you don't want to go see Billy Strings.
I don't know nothing about Billy Strings.
It's like it's bluegrass country music, man. It's like...
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Are there going to be any brothers in there that ain't wearing the yellow jackets?
It's Atlanta, so yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
There will be, yes.
Okay.
There will be, yes.
All right.
Now, I would say probably the percentage isn't going to be that high, but I don't know. You know, Billy probably crosses... all borders, you know?
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, it might be some people named Randy, but
yeah. No. Probably most of those dudes would be named Randy. There'll be a lot of Randys in there. He's a great musician. He's an incredible guitar player.
I don't doubt it. But what you got, man?
He won a Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album.
Technically, what is bluegrass music?
Like
fiddles.
It's like
a cross between
banjos,
country, and jazz.
You got banjos, kind of. You got fiddles, you got guitars, you got kind of the stand-up bass. Usually, mm-hmm. It's like the very traditional.
He's got to be big. He's a State Farm.
He's very big.
Oh wow!
What they play in Kentucky. It's a bluegrass state.
Yeah, some really good bluegrass. One of my favorite guys, Tyler Childers, is from Kentucky.
Oh,
it's like what you would hear as like the most traditional sounding like country music.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I know about Kentucky. They got them thick bunnies.
And Tyler Childers.
Tyler Childers and thick bunnies.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we going to do a back page? Mini back page?
Yeah, that's what I hear the baseball
one half
guy.
Page. All right, let's do it.
One half page.
It was just so I could do this. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
And now to Sports Jeopardy. No, so this is the perfect news that did drop this morning that goes in this segment that is perfect for the things that would have never been talked about anywhere else. But yeah, man, so since 1990, ESPN and Major League Baseball have had a television rights deal worked out in some way, form, or another. That's 35 years. Well, they signed a new one in 2021 that was worth $550 million a year, but it had a three-year opt-out that ends this year, or that starts this year, I guess. And they are taking it. MLB and ESPN are coming to the determination that they're going to opt out of the remaining contract. And ESPN, after the 2025 baseball season, is going to no longer continue to cover Major League Baseball.
Now, I would say, snarkily, ESPN decided to stop covering baseball about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they don't do anything. They do the one game, but they got rid of Baseball Tonight, which used to be a great
Wednesday
show.
Wednesday Night Baseball.
They do very little coverage on SportsCenter for the most part. I don't know what, like Shohei Ohtani's gambling thing probably got talked about on some of the argument shows, but like they don't cover the stories like the games.
Not even in season.
Yeah.
You see.
So they've stopped covering baseball a long time ago. So I actually think, me personally, I think this is probably good for baseball coverage,
mm-hmm.
because now you can find a network that's going to devote some energy to you. I don't think it's a great sign of Major League Baseball's health that the worldwide leader's like,
yeah,
we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think this is going to be good for baseball fans.
I think so, too.
When they signed the new deal 5 years ago, they actually scaled back their coverage from 90 games a season to 30, and that's when things like Wednesday Night Baseball and the other random games you may get, and they're pretty much only air Sunday Night Baseball now. So for a baseball fan, you know, TNT is available. They need somebody.
Right.
There it is.
But
it's
for
a perfect
league, for Major League Baseball,
I'll let you.
Yep.
For Major League Baseball itself, for Rob Manfred, it should be a little like, well, there's a reason why they stopped covering, and it's because the sport's not too popular. What are you going to do to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, it's still popular. It's just not as popular as it was.
It's not
was,
America's pastime
and
anymore.
And it's not football. And ESPN is powered by football, mm-hmm. and then arguments about other things. And they could anything that happens in baseball that rises to the level of, you know, argument, they can still do that. Like, you don't have to have the games to talk about the games. But no, TBS, Turner, whatever, feels like a perfect. They're already really involved in baseball anyway. They do a lot of postseason stuff. Maybe this is a way for, I don't know how it all is going down with inside the NBA, whatever, but like Ernie Johnson, obviously, family-wise, has a long history of,
he ain't leaving
baseball and all of that. So hopefully that's where they land.
It makes so much sense because of TNT, TBS being here in Atlanta, him being here.
They come on home, baseball.
A rich history of covering baseball, obviously with the Braves, but even after the Braves left TBS, they still, until you know a few years ago, were airing weekday baseball.
And they still have playoff games, and they do a really good job with the playoff games. So, I don't know. Again, I think people are going to sort of make it this huge, the sky is falling for baseball. I don't really think it's that. I just think now they can find themselves a better home that might be a little more dedicated to them because ESPN clearly hasn't been. All right, let's get to sports.
So real quick, something that I had, and it just got pushed so farther back on the back page this week. Amazon and MLB have reached a deal, and FanDuel Network. You can now get FanDuel Network on the Amazon app as an add-on for $19.99, so you can get Braves, Hawks, all that. If you have a cable network that does not carry FanDuel.
Yep.
So there you go. That happened this week as well.
Sports Jeopardy time. Good opportunity for me to wear my jean jacket.
There you go, my dude.
There it is.
Randy.
Andy.
All right, gentlemen, so we had a few questions left from All-Star Weekend of the NBA. Also a few questions left from the Super Bowl, just because Abe and I always overextend ourselves in writing out these questions.
So this is like leftover night.
Yeah.
Well, it's leftovers. Then we're going to throw some baseball questions if we get to them. So here we go. One NBA team, I think, Andy, after these next few questions, I think maybe you would have caught up to Abe last week, and we should have ran out of time.
He's not here, so let's just all pretend we beat him.
All right.
That's fine.
You know?
One NBA team was first to produce two slam dunk contest winners.
Randy
Michael.
The Hawks.
That is the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, yeah.
Wilkins and Webb, that back-to-back, 85-86.
That's right.
Randy's up 1-0. In the 2005 dunk contest, Steve Nash headed
Andy
Bunker.
Amari Stoudemire.
That is correct.
Raggedy ass.
All game tied.
Lame as hell.
Yeah. They were running out of ideas.
Yes. Yes.
That's when it all kind of started to go downhill. All right. What is unique about the four Super Bowls that the Minnesota Vikings played in and lost?
Say it again?
What is unique about the four Super Bowls that the Minnesota Vikings played in and lost?
Randy
Michael.
They were the first team to lose four?
Incorrect.
I mean, they were all even numbered Super Bowls.
Also incorrect. They never held a lead in any of them.
Oh wow. Jeez.
The Bills held? No, Bills lost. Never mind. That's three.
The longest play in Super Bowl history, a 108-yard kickoff return, was made by what player? Andy Bunker.
Devin Hester.
That is incorrect.
The 108-yard kickoff return. No, Percy's wasn't 108. Was it?
Might have been.
Was it Desmond Howard?
It was not. I know you can see this play in your head. Jacoby Jones.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. Against 49ers.
RIP.
Yep, against 49ers.
What two teams have met in the Super Bowl a record three times?
Randy
Michael.
God. I know this, but I don't know this.
I got a guess.
The Patriots and the Giants.
Incorrect. Andy Bunker.
Nope, I know what it is.
The Steelers and Cowboys?
Yep.
That is correct. Yes. Yep. Andy takes
it. Because they had that one. People forget that.
The Neil O'Donnell.
The third Super Bowl was against the Steelers.
The Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell, yeah.
Within 1 yard, what is the record for the longest field goal in a Super Bowl?
Andy
Bunker.
Within a yard?
Yeah.
60 yards.
Incorrect.
55.
That is correct. You are within 1 yard. The longest field goal was 54 yards.
Huh.
We're at a 2-2 tie. A current NFL general manager, what player holds the single game record for tackles in a Super Bowl with 18, set in Super Bowl 38?
You said a what?
Andy.
Now?
John Lynch?
Correct.
Give me the question again.
He is a current NFL general manager.
Okay.
What player holds the NFL single-game record for tackles in a Super Bowl with 18 set in Super Bowl 38?
The current NFL general manager. And those,
I know.
I don't know who this is.
Me either.
Randy. Oh, he's a GM. He's the head coach.
John Lynch was a good guess.
John Kemp is a great guess. I don't know.
You know. Dan Morgan.
Oh, crap. Yeah. General manager. Yep, he's a general manager against the Patriots down in Houston. Name the Panthers. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Name one of four to have won a Super Bowl as both a player and a head coach.
Randy
Michael.
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel. Correct.
Did you say win a Super Bowl as a?
You have to have won as a coach
player,
and
player. Won as a coach. Okay.
Not
okay.
Is a player, but that I see okay. Where your okay. Mind was. So won as a player and as a
player
coach.
Player and head coach.
Good Lord.
This will be for the win if you can get it because we're almost in it.
Okay. John Harbaugh. I don't know.
Oh, incorrect, so we'll keep going here. So the list was Tom Flores, Mike Ditka, Tony Dungy, or Doug Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, here we go. For the win, because I think one of y'all is going to get this one. What team did Dale Murphy play for after the Braves?
Randy
Michael.
The Mets.
Incorrect.
Was it the Marlins?
Well, also incorrect. If you keep
the
going
Rockies.
Around the NL East, you'll get it because it was the Philadelphia Phillies.
The Phillies. He played for the Marlins eventually.
All right, what team did Bobby Cox manage in between his two stints as manager of the Braves?
I have no clue.
No? Andy.
I don't know.
Andy Walker.
The Cardinals.
Incorrect.
Randy
Michael.
The Brewers.
Also incorrect.
Okay.
Who is it?
What for? It was Toronto Blue Jays. What former Atlanta Brave won NL Rookie of the Year in 1990?
Randy.
Oh, wow. I don't know who was first.
It was him. I'll be honest. It was him.
Dave Justice.
Ah!
That is correct.
See? Yeah! See, kids? That's what sportsmanship gets you. Nothing.
I had no damn clue.
Lie to him.
Hey, had no clue.
Wasn't off me.
Yeah.
Remember that commercial where the guy told the ref the ball was off his hand?
Yes.
What a bunch of crap. Ref got the call wrong. Let him be wrong. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a happy hour Friday. Send us a picture of what you're drinking. We'll say your name on the radio. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.